agriculture. She swept her hand through the grass heads at Cuddy Springs. She glanced down at what she had gathered and walked back to her camp, wondering. She looked around, selected two stones and ground the seeds into a powder. She probably tasted it, and later that day she mixed it with a little water and cooked it by the fire. She made bread. That was 65,000 years ago. The next people to try to bake bread were the Egyptians 13,000 years ago. That woman came up with an idea far more important to humanity than the moon landing. That's genius, isn't it? Are we guessing that it was a woman? Of course, but Aboriginal culture tells us that the grindstone was the responsibility of women way back in ancestral time. So to credit a woman with the science is logical. Lieutenant Gray might have been the worst explorer on Earth, but he was wealthy enough to choose his own career. He was the first European explorer to travel into many parts of Western Australia, but his 1839 Kimberley adventure was a disaster. On his ocean journey to the north of Western Australia, the whale boats, overloaded and ill-designed for the assignment, were wrecked on the beach at Guntami Bay, and all provisions lost. Gray and his party were forced to walk back to Perth. Despite the terrible predicament, Gray recorded all that he saw. And as we wound along the native path, my wonder augmented. The path increased in breadth and its beaten appearance, whilst along the side we found frequent wells, some of which were 10 and 12 feet deep, and were altogether executed in a superior manner. We now crossed the dry bed of a stream, and from that emerged upon a tract of light, fertile soil, quite overrun with warren plants, the yam plant, Dioscorea hastifolia, the root of which is a favourite article of food with the natives. This was the first time we had seen this plant on our journey, and now, for 3.5 consecutive miles, it traversed a piece of land, literally perforated with holes the natives made to dig this root. Indeed, we could with difficulty walk across it on that account, whilst the next tract extended east and west as far as we could see. More had been done to secure provision from the ground by hard manual labour than I could believe it in the power of uncivilised man to accomplish. After crossing a low limestone range, we came upon another, equally fertile warren ground, and next day passed two native villages, or as the men termed them, towns, the huts of which they comprised differed from those in the southern districts in being built and very nicely plastered over the outside with clay and clods of turf, so that although now uninhabited, they were evidently intended for fixed places of residence. Gray is describing permanent houses, man-made wells, planted fields of yam. In other words, an organised settlement surrounded by the crops of managed farmland.